Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Supernatural begin to happen. When
not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up, open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down. You gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it. Say, settle down.
Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord,
the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Seek your face, oh Lord. I want to seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. Fire for my altar never burn out. The fire for my altar never burn out. May the fire for my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, seek your face, oh Lord. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Please, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house.
prayer.
Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer.
We pray
day and night, night and day.
May we pray
day and night, night and day.
Seek your face
day and night, night and day.
Make me a house of prayer.
Make me a house of prayer.
Day and night.
Supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is known respecter of person. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is the respecter of person. What he's done for me, cause he's giving you the same grace. God has given you the same grace. God's given you the same grace. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey, same grace. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and tell him, God is what he's done. So some of you would understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same.
He's giving you the same grace.
tell them this. Last night, I ain't supposed to be singing it tonight, but I felt like somebody needed to hear it tonight. A curse on my life, but now I got grace on my life. That's a grace on my life.
That's a grace on my life.
We got to move because we got church in the morning. Say, that's a grace on my life.
Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Not only this morning, Holy Ghost, but every second of our lives, you are welcome, Holy Spirit. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in every area of our lives, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives and let your holy light shine. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, our counselor, teach us. Show us paths to take and paths not to take. Holy Spirit, release revelation. Release understanding. Holy Spirit, help us in our walk with God. Try to do these things on our own. We cannot make it. So Holy Ghost, we are totally dependent on you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in our lives. Have your way in the lives of our families, our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. We thank you for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to release your breath in this atmosphere. Release your breath on the airways, the cyberspace, and networks. Oh God, on this radio block, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, release your breath. Breathe upon each and every one of us. Release your breath on each home, each person, oh Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine CPR in the name of Jesus. When we try to make it on our own, we fall. But when we depend on you, we are more than victorious. So help us, Holy Spirit, to lean on you completely and totally and not lean on our own understanding in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, forgive us for some of the things that we've done in our lives. All the things, all, not some, but everything we've done that is not pleasing to you. Oh God, we ask you for mercy. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, Almighty God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father God, you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this morning we cry out for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry out for mercy for our children, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our spouses, mercy for our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for ourselves, your mercies are new every morning, Almighty God. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, mercy upon our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We stand in a gap for them, oh God. Mercy upon our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, hallelujah. Hallelujah, mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Ramaste teriya kurmaste teriya kurmaste. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Horiya maste teriya kurmaste teriya ko. Horiya maste teriya karamaste teriya ko. Mercy. Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Hallelujah. The blood, of Jesus. Father God, we took this service in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we shook our homes, our dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, of Jesus. Father God, let the blood speak for us. We forsook ourselves, our tissues, our organs, our system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us, redeem us, O God, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Christ, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Without the blood, where would we be? Father, we thank you because the blood of Jesus give us salvation, redeem us, sanctify us, children, our families, our days, this day, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the armor of God upon our spouses, upon our children, our grandchildren, upon ourselves, our husbands and our wives, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around this service and the glory in this service, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself in this service. Glorify yourself in all that you have called us to do. Almighty God, establish all the works of our hands. Let your glory settle in our hearts. Let your glory settle in our mindset. Let your glory, Almighty God, settle in us. Father, we pray for a transformation in Christ Jesus. And Father, we pray for the grace to, oh God, so be transforming, hallelujah, into the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, we live our lives for you, Jesus. It is all about you, Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, mighty God, we bless your name. Father God, establish the works of our hands. Oh, Father God, establish all the works of our hands. Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise you. We worship you. Father, we glorify your name. Lord, you are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. Father God, we thank you once again for the blood. Hallelujah, that Jesus paid the price once and for all. Father God, once and for all, we don't have to use goats and sheep and bulls, but Jesus So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the finished works of the cross. And so, Father, this morning we lift up Kenis, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord, to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let her receive a divine visitation from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, walk into her room, oh God. Touch her and heal her, almighty God, in the name of Jesus. She is your daughter, O God. Be gracious and be merciful, O God, unto her, heal her, O God. In the name of Jesus, restore unto her the joy of your salvation. Oh, Father God, make her completely whole. She will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And oh, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus, oh God, to heal any damages that may have been done, oh God, in her body. Let the blood bring her to complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for her children, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will be with them, guide them, and protect them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for her eldest son, oh God. I pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, I bless your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless her children. Be with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless her household. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless her mother. Bless her father, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, her siblings, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that, oh, God, you will be more than 100%, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless you. We give you praises. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, oh God. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance. We thank you for healing Mother Somerville, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. We thank you for strengthening her, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless you for Mother Somerville, oh God. Oh, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is made whole. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, increase her faith and her trust in you. Take her from faith to faith, oh, God, from glory to glory. Let your strength be made perfect in her weakness, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Mother Somerville. We thank you, oh, God, for all those that are here this morning that do not feel well, oh, God. We pray for your healing virtues to flow, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you paid the price on Calvary to set us free, oh, God. You redeem us from the curse of the law, oh, God, and you have set us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Help us to walk in total freedom in Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And Father, those that are going through different cases and different things, turn every negative situation around, oh God, to positive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name, almighty God. Hallelujah. You are God, and there is nothing too hard for you to do, oh God. Oh, almighty God, we reverence you. We honor you. Almighty God, we love you. We praise you. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Oh, thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah, our Lord and our God. You've never left us. You're always right there with us. Father God, we thank you. for establishing the works of her hands. Oh, Father God, let your glory settle in our hearts. Let us walk in the glory of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, give us a new heart, the heart of stone. And give us your heart of flesh. We bless your name. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for bringing us to this new week. Lord, only you could have done it. So, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to, this morning, we're going to speak about the living water, about a river that flows from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we speak about the river, we're going to go through it in the name of Jesus. But I just want you to open your hearts. Open your minds. God is such a great God. He never leaves us. He provides for us exceedingly and abundantly all that we can think or ask of. So let's go into Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Turn your Bibles. Father, as I bring this word, I decrease and you take preeminence, O God. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 2 starts with this. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and covered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river, I want you to pay attention to verse 10, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Oh, hallelujah. And from thence it was parted and became in four heads. The leaf of the first is pison, and which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. And there is Bethlehem and the Unks stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The sea is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that which it is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. Fourth river is Euphrates. Hallelujah. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. And it went into four heads. You see, one thing I love about God is God, when he does something, there is a reason that he does things. He does it thoroughly. There's no mistake when it comes to the things of God. God is awesome. The more you study the word of God, the more you will fall in love with Almighty God. You will stand amazed of some of the things that you've been watching and looking, and you never had an understanding, but all of a sudden it just popped out. Hallelujah. And this is where we all want to be, hallelujah, in our relationship with God. So the Bible tells us about the river that flows, it got into four heads that came out of Eden to water the garden. Hallelujah. And he tells us about the four branches of the river in the garden of Eden. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is like the experience of being in a river. Eden is compared to the presence of God and the garden to the church. Eden is compared to the presence of God and the garden to the church. From this we gather to the river of the Holy Spirit. Where does the river of the Holy Spirit come from? From the presence of God. The river of the Holy Spirit comes from the presence of God. And what does the river? It nourishes the body of Christ. It nourishes you and I. It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But looking at this river from a natural perspective, and then we'll go and look at it from spiritual physical perspective also. So when God places something in the Bible, it's not for nothing, it's for a reason. So from this one river, if you read Revelation, you will see it tells you about a river that flows from the throne of God. I can go on and on from the river that comes. Let's be for real. Think about it. If this river comes from the whole, what is that river? That river is holy. That river is pure. Hallelujah. Anything, that river is perfect. And so the Lord took that river that came, and what did he do? He divided into four heads. The river was to water the Garden of Eden. The first river is called, the first branch of the river is called Pison, the second Gihon, and the third Hiddekel, sometimes they call it Tigris, and the last is Euphrates. Let's look at the meaning of Pison. The meaning of Pison is God's strength. The first word was God's strength. Jesus was filled with the strength and power of God. He is, is filled with the strength and the power of God. Even when he was on earth, hallelujah, Jesus went about doing all that was good. Every place he went, he did good because he had that strength and the power of God within him. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When you look at, can we do things on our own? No. Hallelujah. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Hallelujah. So when we look at Pison, we're thinking about the strength of Almighty God. When we look at the next river, we talk is Gion. The meaning of Gion is the grace of God. Hallelujah. The grace of God helps us to move forward in our spiritual life. Hallelujah. The grace. The Bible says in James 4:6, but he gave it more grace, wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but he gave grace unto the humble. It is a gift of God to men. Hallelujah. Then we go to we go to the next river, which is called Hiddekel. But it's called the wisdom of God. And I'm just giving you the general meaning, but there's a even deeper meaning than this. I'm just going over this. What do we mean by this? The Hiddekel River, it means God in his wisdom made it possible for people to know him by means of wisdom. Hallelujah. Know him through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you need to, whatever you need, my brothers and sisters, ask God for wisdom. Wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Then the last river is Euphrates. It's the holiness of God. Peace and holiness, they run parallel. We grow in God's holiness when we follow peace with one another. Bible says in Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. God has called us unto holiness and not uncleanness, to put on that robe of righteousness in his image and in his likeness. But when you see these rivers, hallelujah, you see the blessings and the glory of God. Hallelujah. And this is what God wants to do with each and every one of us. Everything he does is for a reason. He wants to water our lives. Hallelujah. I don't even want to go there. But he wants to water every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to water our lives in the name of Jesus. Do we ask, are we rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus? We want the Holy Spirit to water our lives. when the Holy Spirit water our lives, you see fruitfulness. Hallelujah. That we begin to walk in the will of God. Guys, we don't want the Lord to do that. We keep these things on for ourselves. I always say I drink from the fountain that springs from where? From the river of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I drink from the fountain of spring that flows from the river of life. Hallelujah. You see, you look what is in that. The first river as it flows through the land where there is gold, provision. Hallelujah. You see, God provides exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask of. It springs forth as a river in each and every one of us. If you got the Holy Spirit, it springs forth. So many times we are all dry. We need to drink from the river of life. Hallelujah. To drink from that river that flows from the throne of God. Hallelujah. It is available to you and me. Hallelujah. Let us not be thirsty, but let us drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. And be refreshed. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our soul. Refresh our minds and refresh our bodies in the name of Jesus. Let the river, hallelujah, of living waters water our lives in the name of Jesus. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. There is a river, a flowing river that flows from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Wherever that river runs, things turn in the name of Jesus. Allow the Lord, hallelujah, to let that river that flows from his throne, that flows to Eden and flows that he divided it into four parts. Let it water our lives. Let our lives be fruitful. Let our lives bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you thirsty? You drink from that river. Are you thirsty? Do you hunger? Are you thirsty? What are you looking? You need that. You need the river. I had a dream once about this river. And many years ago, and this person had passed away, this prominent lawyer in Liberia, and I had a dream about him. And he had died in a hospital in Ghana. And the Lord showed me him in the dream. And I saw him, he had his hospital gown. And he was in this, it was what looks like a big, I've never seen a cage as big as that. And this lawyer was so disheveled. He did not have shoes or anything, but he had on the hospital gown. And then he told the angels were so tall. The angels had turbans on their head. Not all angels walk around with wings. So and the Lord was showing me this. And the angel, he said, "Oh, I gotta go back to work. I have work to do. The angel said to him, "No, you're dead. Your time on earth is finished." And he started saying, no, I'm not dead. The angel said, yes, the angels, they were tall in white robes or they had turbans on their head. Say, yes, you're dead. And then he said, well, he was arguing with the angel. Say, yes. He said, well, if I'm dead, then let me see my parents. So they brought his two parents. The short people, father and mother. And then he saw his parents, and then he realized that he was dead. And I remember just saying, this was not a one-night dream. Because when God giving me these things, it takes sometimes 2-3 days. Then whatever, but he said, but can I get out of this cage? They said, no. You can't. The angel said, no, you can't get out. You need to be strengthened. You have just come from the earth environment, and you have come into the heavens environment, so you need to be strengthened. And I remember they went to this river, beautiful river, and the poor water in a beautiful, it was a beautiful gold, I think it was gold or silver, very beautiful, and he brought the water pitcher, brought it to him. That man could not stop drinking that water. He said, I want more. I want more because, hallelujah. He said, I want more because that river, when he drank from that river, I believe in my thoughts that that river cleansed him. That river purified him. And that river got him ready to enter into heaven. Into the out of the gate into heaven. And I remember the last day of the dream, he looked completely different. Completely different. He was slimmer because when he died he had a big stomach, this and that, but he looked so much slimmer. He looked so different. And then I remember the angel said, you can go, and I saw Moses come. He said, here is Moses. Go so you can learn what the true law is. And he walked. He left with Moses. I'm saying this because that river, the river of life, hallelujah, it flows from the throne of God. Ezekiel talks about the river. It's all over the Bible. I remember the last thing I would say, Pastor Ray, a minister on was speaking about the river in Ezekiel, the same river of life that flowed from the throne of God. And I still have that sermon years ago. And he preached that sermon so well. And I remember I went to sleep that night and I dreamt about the river. I mean, and I was in that river. That river you could see from the top to the bottom. You couldn't draw. I mean, it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. After I said, oh, my God, so we need the river of life, the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to refresh our minds, to refresh us. We need the river of life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. I know I need it, oh, God. I need the river that flows from your throne room, almighty God. Father God, I need it, oh God, hallelujah, that river will heal us, make us whole, take away impurities out of our physical bodies. That river will strengthen us, oh God, that river will give us that godly wisdom, hallelujah. Father God, we want an overflow of the river. We want to be refreshed in the river that flows from the throne of God. Crystal clear river. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, refresh our hearts. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to bathe in that river of life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal our physical bodies, our spirit, souls, and body. Oh, Father God, take impurities out of our bodies, oh God. Yekere masanderia, strengthen us, oh God. Yekere masanderia, koye masem. Father, we bless you and we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We are trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth in its season. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for this season, that whatsoever we do, we will prosper. Lord, our leaves will never get dull. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Almighty God, we lift up the I Am magazine, O God. But first of all, we thank you, Lord. It is your doing, O God. It is what you told us to do. So we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continue to bless the magazine, O God, that your name will be glorified. Bless the writers. In the name of Jesus, as they write, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless those that will read it, O God. We pray for divine impartation. Holy Ghost, we ask you to breathe on the magazine, every one of them, O God, even the ones that have not come out yet. Breathe on it, touch it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray word, O God. Give us more directions, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the holy angels of God, hallelujah, move the magazine, O God, from the north, the south, the east, and west, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Yekuria, we pray for transformation, that those that read it and those who do not know Christ, Lord Jesus, O God, that it will come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the writers. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we are about to release the 14th magazine, O God, breathe on every word in it, O God. In the name of Jesus, you give us sons like ready writers, O God. And so, Father God, we rededicate the magazine to you, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thank you and we bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us only write what you want us to write. Let us only do what you want us to do pertaining to this magazine in the name of Jesus. Oh God, show us ways, oh God, that the magazine can go to the ends of the earth, oh God, especially in Africa, to the different parts, oh God, especially Liberia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It is all about you, Jesus. And Father God, we thank you. You created us to worship. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we are worshipers in Christ Jesus. That's what we're created to do. I thank you, oh God, for the music, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the gift of writing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for the music producer. I thank you, Lord, for blessings. Family, bless his wife and his children, O God. Father God, I thank you for this gift, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, to bless it, O God. The music ministry, bless it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for salvation, transformation in the name of Jesus, that when they listen, O God, hallelujah, the glory of God will come into their hearts. The presence of God will fill their hearts, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for all that you've done. Father God, I thank you also for the next children's books that are coming out, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, give them the strength, O God, to finish those that book up, O God, for the children, O God. In the name of Jesus, give me your creative ideas. You are, O God, the author, the finisher of our faith, O God. Show us the way to go and the way not to go. We turn, you give us these talents, we give it back to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for providing the finances for the magazine, providing the finances for the music, oh God. Thank you for providing the finances for the book, oh God. I pray that all these things that you have mandated us to do, that Father God, we pray that it always be fruitful to bring income into this ministry, oh God. Father God, by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even as we are about to approach the end of the year, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to glorify yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for the upcoming prayer conference that's coming next week. We ask you to move and glorify yourself in this service in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that you give us that strength to continue and to redo this Friday night, oh God, night teacher and Sunday, oh God. Forgive, especially me, oh God. Hallelujah. I keep forgetting, but Lord, restore me. Let the Holy Spirit bring it to my remembrance, oh God, that we can come on a Friday evening and Sunday evening in the name of Jesus. Lord, this ministry is yours and it's not mine. Hallelujah. So, Lord, you gave me divine instruction. Show me. Lead me, guide me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless those that are blessing the ministry in a special way, oh God. And Father God, those that do not have, oh God, oh Father God, bless them also, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for those that give their offerings, oh God. Bless them in a special way, oh God. They don't even realize how much they help, because, Lord, we have to pay for the radio. We have to pay for all these things, even the beggars, everything we have to pay for, oh God. But you provide, we are not beggars. Oh God, you are not a God that begs. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And when you give us stuff to do, you provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or act of, oh God. So, Father God, we dedicate every part of this ministry to you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the information. We thank you for the grants, oh God. We thank you, God, for the blessing of different things that you have placed in front of us, oh God. Father God, you said if you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father God, we thank you, and I bless you out from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for, oh God, for my husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord. The ministry colleagues, thank you for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You told me, oh God, to not base this ministry on prophetic words. And Lord, I've listened to you. You said do not base it like that, because people run to people who gave that prophecy. You told me years ago, do not run on prophecy. Let the people learn the word of God. And Father God, I've obeyed and followed your commandment. Only when you tell me to prophesy, I do it, oh God. I pray for those who have itchy ears, oh God. I pray that they will learn the truth and learn how to get in an intimate relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, glorify yourself. Bless each and every one and every family. Thank you again for Denise and her husband and her children, her parents, oh God, and her son, oh God. Thank you for Mother Somerville. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the election in Liberia, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that things went on, oh God, that even though the enemy came to mess it up, but you step right in, oh God. And I know that you will, everything will be okay when you in a thing, it is okay. No man can touch the hand of God. Father, I pray for Sierra Leone. You see what is going on in Sierra Leone. I pray for your divine intervention. So the people died, and there's so much chaos, but Lord, intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help the nation of Sierra Leone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, help the United States, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, the mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.